The Slave's Happiness. The lemon-colored MG skids across the road, and the woman driver brings it to a somewhat uncertain halt. She gets out and finds her left front tire flat. Without wasting a moment, she prepares to fix it. She looks toward the passing cars as if expecting someone. Recognizing the standard international sign of woman in distress, weak female let down by male technology, a station wagon draws up. The driver sees what is wrong at a glance and says comfortingly, "Don't worry, we'll fix that in a jiffy." To prove his determination, he asks for her jack. He does not ask if she is capable of changing the tire herself because he knows. She is about 30, smartly dressed and made up, that she is not. Since she cannot find her jack, he fetches his own, together with his other tools. 5 minutes later, the job is done and the punctured tire properly stowed. His hands are covered with grease. She offers him an embroidered handkerchief, which he politely refuses. He has a rag for such occasions in his toolbox. The woman thanks him profusely, apologizing for her typically feminine helplessness. "She might have been there till dusk," she says, "had he not stopped." He makes no reply, and as she gets back into the car, gallantly shuts the door for her. Through the wound-down window, he advises her to have her tire patched at once, and she promises to get her garage man to see to it that very evening. Then she drives off. As the man collects his tool and goes back to his own car, he wishes he could wash his hands. His shoes, he has been standing in the mud while changing the tire, are not as clean as they should be. He is a salesman. What is more, he will have to hurry to keep his next appointment. As he starts the engine, he thinks, "Women. One's more stupid than the next." He wonders what she would have done if he had not been there to help. He puts his foot on the accelerator and drives off, faster than usual. There is the delay to make up. After a while, he starts to hum to himself. In a way, he is happy. Almost any man would have behaved in the same manner, and so would most women. Without thinking, simply because men are men and women so different from them, a woman will make use of a man whenever there is an opportunity. What else could the woman have done when her car broke down? She has been taught to get a man to help. Thanks to his knowledge, he was able to change the tire quickly and at no cost to herself. True, he ruined his clothes, put his business in jeopardy, and endangered his own life by driving too fast afterward. Had he found something else wrong with her car, however, he would have repaired that, too. That is what his knowledge of cars is for. Why should a woman learn to change a flat when the opposite sex, half the world's population, is able and willing to do it for her? Women let men work for them, think for them, and take on their responsibilities. In fact, they exploit them. Yet, since men are strong, intelligent, and imaginative, while women are weak, unimaginative, and stupid, why isn't it men who exploit women? Could it be that strength, intelligence, and imagination are not prerequisites for power, but merely qualifications for slavery? Could it be that the world is not being ruled by experts, but by beings who are not fit for anything else, by women? And if this is so, how do women manage it so that their victims do not feel themselves cheated and humiliated, but believe themselves to be what they are least of all, masters of the universe? How do women manage to instill in men this sense of pride and superiority that inspires them to ever greater achievements? Why are women never unmasked?